I'm Matthew Scott with Mission Network News. Iranian Christians are targeted by a paranoid regime. Meanwhile, prisons in Nigeria have become fertile ground for gospel crusades. First, ever since its 12-day war with Israel, the Iranian regime's crackdown on its own people has gotten worse daily. Here's why you need to know. Nazanin Begistani with Heart for Iran says,
when we bring awareness of what's going on inside the country, we will be able to pray better for our people inside the country.
What's behind the government crackdown is fear.
After the war, they realized that there are many spies that find the government secrets and send it to Israel. They are blaming everyone.
The government accuses, quote, Zionist Christians of spying for Israel.
More than, I would say, 70 Christians are in prison awaiting their sentences.
Heart for Iran knows of house churches raided and at least one pastor arrested and tortured so badly he shared names of other believers.
Some have just left their homes and cars where they are and they just fled for their lives.
Fear of being monitored has kept people from calling Heart for Iran Support Center. Let these stories lead your prayers for God's protection and courage for the Iranian church. And church leaders in China struggle with tithing as the government cracks down on so-called financial fraud. Todd Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs USA recently interviewed a Chinese pastor that shared this unique concern of the underground church in China. Nettleton says,
every single church leader that has been charged in the last 2 years has been charged with financial crimes. They've been charged with fraud. They've been charged with so-called illegal business practices. And what it comes down to is the government comes in and says, hey, you're collecting donations for an organization that doesn't exist. That's fraud.
Additionally, the crackdown has forced larger underground churches to break into smaller groups. More leaders are needed, but the avenues to pay them are fewer and more dangerous than in the past. As a result, Chinese Christians are preparing not only themselves, but their children for persecution.
He talked about literally sitting around his own dinner table and talking with his own children about what will happen when I get arrested. Yeah, that's a strong possibility. But more importantly, what will happen when you get arrested? My children, when you go to prison, because that's what it looks like to follow Jesus in China.
Please pray that God would continue to raise up new leaders and grow the church in China despite persecution. Finally, Nigerian prisons are unlikely centers of revival, yet inmates are finding Jesus and discipling others. Through Prisoners for Christ International Bible Institute, incarcerated students take 143 courses on evangelism, teaching, and discipleship to become inmate chaplains. Don Solomeyer, Director of International Affairs at Prisoners for Christ, says recently in a Nigerian prison,
they held a crusade with all of their inmate chaplains that have graduated. They got permission from the officer in charge to go cell by cell evangelizing. And then on top of that, then they had a full crusade out in the yard. So this all went on over like a week and a half.
Even the prison officers noticed a spiritual shift.
Something that we hear very often when we go into the prisons and the jails in other countries is, how soon are you coming back? Because the officers see the difference that it's making in their prison.
Prisoners for Christ President Greg Von Tobel says this vision extends beyond Nigeria.
That's our primary focus, is to share the love of Christ and to save unrepentant sinners and move them to a situation where they're now saved and can disciple other people.
Praise God for prison ministry in Nigeria.
And so here are these group of men in this prison who've gone through this course. And now they're putting feet to what they learned, and they're taking it actually a step by step out into that prison.
You're listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. How does radio share the hope of Christ worldwide? This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free book called Making Waves. It's filled with powerful stories of transformed lives and God's fingerprints in action. Get your free copy when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Matthew Scott.